Welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast.
We're two sisters on a mission to entertain
and educate by learning from women who live a purpose-driven life.
Be sure to subscribe and rate our podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Girl Powerful Podcast. Today's episode is important to every single person listening. We're talking about stress and stress management. Stress is a totally normal psychological and physical reaction that we all have to the demands of life. Thinking about it, a small amount of stress can be a good thing. It can motivate you to perform well. It can really propel you forward. But as all of the demands of life kind of build up, all these challenges like sitting in traffic, meeting deadlines, paying bills, it can really push you beyond your ability to cope and to enjoy life. So I have Teddy with me here, and we are both going to be sharing our own personal tips on stress management.
Yeah. Hi, Sonia. I think one of the things too is like stress really affects your nervous system. So there can be some like long-term like negative effects on your health and your mental health. So that's really why we wanted to talk about stress today, is because we're all dealing with a version of it, whether it's from what you said, like the day-to-day traffic or, you know, work things. But then there's like personal stuff, like a death in the family or low self-esteem or just not feeling like you fit in a part of a community. Like that kind of stuff stresses you out just as much as, you know, your long commute to work and like road rage.
Right. And you touched on that perfectly. Our brains are hardwired to protect us. So this is something, whatever it may be, whatever, you know, there's a full spectrum of things that can cause stress. But when your brain perceives a threat, it signals your body to release a burst of hormones, and it increases your heart rate. It raises your blood pressure. You know, you have too much caffeine, you feel this exact same way. And yeah, this is fight or flight, which is fight or flight mode, which is, you know, affects your central nervous system. And this is what fuels you to deal with the threat. So really, after, you know, we know that we want to not be in fight or flight mode all the time. So that's why it's really up to us to learn the tools to be able to manage our stress.
Yeah. And like that adrenaline that we get, that, you know, that dose of adrenaline when we feel stressed out is maybe okay. And maybe that's something you're looking forward to. Like you said, it can like motivate you. But then the other stress hormone that is released is cortisol. And that's like linked to fat storage in your body. So that's another thing, especially like as a women's community, like to keep your body how you want it to be and like healthy. Maybe it's just like for the way you feel, maybe it's the way you look. And sometimes it's for fertility, because like when you're overweight and stressed out, sometimes that affects how you get pregnant. So that's something else that I wanted to touch on, is that stress totally impacts your cortisol levels. And what's one thing that you would, that you do? I think it's always good to just share tips about what we're doing, because they're relative and they're also down to earth. You know, we're not like Gwyneth Paltrow where we're like, spend $90,000 and do this or go on this trip, or, you know.
Totally.
Yeah, buy these Gucci shoes. We're not those people.
Right. Retail therapy is fun.
Yeah, I know.
But most tools to help you manage your stress are absolutely free. Mm-hmm. Which is the best part. They're available to you just by you making that choice in your head. Hey, I'm going to take 5 minutes, 10 minutes to do this to help me manage my stress. The biggest one I use as a meditation teacher is guided meditation. Mm-hmm. And really, I found it through having so much stress damage my physical health. I was internalizing like being a people pleaser and just saying yes, and not really setting boundaries in my early 20s. And it really compounded to chronic pain in my body. And I had no idea really how to emote my emotions or like, you know, manage myself and my emotions to be able to be in a happier place when I'm in stressful situations, particularly at work. So you were the person who actually brought me to a teacher to start doing yoga. Yeah. And through yoga, I found guided meditation.
Yeah, I think
2 minutes or 5 minutes, it's really what helps me become able to think clearly, to function effectively, and to really have a better, clearer view of my real life, my insight, you know.
I think that the balance between like the Eastern world and the Western world is super important. And that's, again, what I just said is balance and staying neutral. And by bringing techniques in that are ancient, like meditation and yoga, that's how you stay human. Otherwise, we're just on that hamster wheel, totally stressed out, like spiraling in a way. And our central nervous system is just shot.
Right.
So I know you do meditate. That's always like your calming, self-soothing tip. What else are you up to over there?
Definitely being on top of my physical exercise and having good nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying I'm perfect at all. Like, I go up and down with a lot of it, but working out is one of the biggest things and components for me to respond to stress. So if I don't work out for a week, for 5 days, and I go into my next work week, I'm on edge and I'm unhappy and I feel really like there's a bunch of stagnant energy in me. So physical exercise is really something that is healthy for my body and my mind, and it can help me manage my stress.
Yeah. I know it's important, even if it's just a simple walk. It's like you and I always, when we're falling off the workout wagon, we always just go back to, let's try to get our 10,000 steps in.
Right.
Because that's like the simplest thing you could try to do for yourself. And
makes me think of last night. Sorry to cut you off. But last night, Teddy led a Kundalini yoga class for a small group of women. And it was beautiful.
7 people is a lot.
No. I'm not discounting the size of your class. It was just an intimate group.
Right.
And sometimes when you're more vulnerable in a small space, like, you don't want to be vulnerable. But all of these women were so brave and courageous, and you put on a song and you're like, let's get up and dance and shake and really, you know, like, just move freely without being told like what to do like in a traditional yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end, Teddy was like, now everybody scream. And every single woman, all 7 women, just screamed as loud, and they released so much angst and anger and stress that they were holding in.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, they're like, I've never felt better.
Yeah. I mean, you and I included, right? So I was just like, on 3, we're going to scream. And it was interesting. Everyone literally took that cue and they were like, heck yeah. Mm-hmm. And let it out. Like, that was probably 20 seconds of release for everyone. Like, it wasn't just like, it was like rage. Like, just let it go. Let it out. So that is a good tool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes, you know, you just like internalize all the stress or the bad things happening or things aren't going your way. And one way to release that is, yes, to scream. I think we've been at a retreat as well where we screamed into pillows. I'm like, why do we need to scream into the pillow? Just scream.
Kind of scary, creepy.
Screaming into a pillow?
Yeah. I was like, why do you have to muffle the sound? Just let it out.
Right. And like
this is like you're suffocating yourself. It's weird.
Maybe someone had a hearing aid we were going to blow or something like that.
Or they've gotten noise complaints.
Yeah. That we were on an anchor. So that was, yeah, we don't need to scream into pillows. Scream out loud. I love that.
Yeah. It's so interesting though. Like, whenever you do give yourself the opportunity to tune in to your like animalistic, your instinct, you know, your divine true self, when it's just like, I mean, we're mammals, we're animals. So it's like whenever an animal is stressed, we've probably heard this before, they shake. Animals shake and they like get it out, and then they're like, oh, I'm recalibrated. I'm gonna go, my dog will like just keep walking down the street like nothing just happened.
Yeah.
When
5 seconds before, his hackles were up, he was barking, he was super on edge, like thinking, is this other dog gonna hurt me or whatever his issue is.
Right.
And so he just shakes it off. Literally, like Taylor Swift says, shake it off. It's real.
Right. So that just shows you how physical exercise, movement, shaking, screaming can help you release your stress.
Yeah. Very cool.
What do you like to do?
We're driven by what ifs. What if hiring didn't have to be so hard? What if finding someone great could be as easy as asking them to apply? What if your dream hiring platform already exists? You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. So instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Are you an entrepreneur or small business owner? If so, start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/girlpowerful. That's Indeed.com/girlpowerful. Terms and conditions apply. Do you need to hire? Then you need Indeed.
So that just shows you how physical exercise, movement, shaking, screaming can help you release your stress.
Yeah, very cool.
What do you like to do? I know movement's a big part of your life.
Yeah, but to compound on the exercise is like sleep. So it's like earn your sleep. If you're not sleeping well, are you earning it? Are you doing enough movement in the day so that when your head does hit the pillow that you can just pass out, right? Not let all like stress continue in your brain.
Yeah.
Because that's supposed to be, you know, your rejuvenation time. So I would say just try to get to bed early. I've been wearing my blue blockers too, and I think that that helps even if I am watching a show and not turning off my TV like at the appropriate an hour before bed is what like science say, at least like don't be looking at the screen when you're trying to go to sleep. But I do feel like my blue blocker glasses help that quite a bit.
For sure.
Less strain on my eyes. So that's like physical stress as well.
It's so interesting how like we grow up usually like unwinding from the day, you know, like you have your bedtime story, turn the lights down low. And then when we grow up and there's so many demands on us as individuals, unless we put in the time and the effort to unwind, we really don't, because we're all addicted to shows and social media and honestly the screen. So it is really important to find a way to unwind at the end of the day so you do set yourself up for a great night of sleep.
Yeah.
And you prepare yourself for a really abundant and productive tomorrow.
Yeah, one thing that definitely is proven to help is chamomile tea drinking and adding that into your bedtime ritual. Yeah, I mean, I think too, we're all working from home. There's a version of every job that you can hop on your computer and do a little work and catch up or get ahead. And I don't know how that benefits. I guess it benefits your career. But like, again, stress is all about the mind-body connection. And I think you'd perform better if you just like going into like a 4-hour work week, like Tim Ferriss talks about. It's probably about like time management and stress management. Like if you're fully rejuvenated from your sleep, from your eating, from your exercise, from, you know, journaling and letting things out and not letting things replay in your head and just giving yourself that peace through meditation, yoga, workout, whatever, then you're going to be able to do your job like so much better and faster than when you're stressed out, feeling sluggish, tired, self-loathing, all those negative things that come with stress.
Right. I lay in bed because I sometimes will lay in bed and I think of my to-do list that I have to do tomorrow, and it keeps me up and it makes me anxious and it makes me stressed out, and it's the opposite of rest.
Yeah.
And relaxation. So, I mean, I've been doing this for a while, but I literally will lay in bed and I'll do deep breathing. And I just tell myself it's time to go to bed.
Yeah.
It's like the simplest thing in the world is to take deep breaths, and it's reducing my stress and my anxiety. Just do that for 5 rounds of breaths and then just, you know, like give yourself permission to rest.
Yeah. Maybe even before you go in your bedroom to do the breathing exercises, maybe in your kitchen on a notepad, you write your to-do list. So it's already out of your head. Yeah. Don't even bring it into your peaceful bedroom.
Right.
You know, right. Your room doesn't have a TV. It doesn't have that. It's supposed to be a peace place. Maybe try to start something like that where you just leave it in your office.
That's a good
Everyone's
idea.
End of day, right? If you're a 9-to-5er and you go in the office, write tomorrow's to-do list. That's the best thing to do. And set yourself up for success in the morning. And just leave it there and go be yourself. Connect with the people that love you, not just the people that give you a paycheck.
Totally. Yeah. That's my last tip is to connect with others.
Love it.
Since we are such social beings and we're connected virtually to everybody, it's still important to feel like you're a part of a community in real life, whether that's someone at work you're really close with or a religious organization, any type of activity you share with someone. Managing stress, it's like, I need to do this too. Like, be a part of something, be a part of a team, like disconnect from work and the computer and all this technology and really be able to have relationships that support you. And if you're going through a difficult time, find somebody from one of those places to connect with and just share it.
Right.
Because that's going to like lift so much weight off of your chest and off of your shoulders when you're actually heard.
Yeah, I think a tip for, you know, entering a new friend group or a club or a group is like ask questions, right? So if you ask a genuine question, someone's going to give you a genuine response. And, you know, that's an open door to build a relationship with that person. And that's what, you know, does calm us and does make us feel whole. Something I agree with you about spending time with people that, you know, add to your life and add to your self-esteem, and they don't take from you. They're not energy vampires or anything like that. But one thing on top of that would be that I thought one of my tips was going to be was don't overbook yourself, right? So allow that time, whether it's an hour, whether it's every day, whether it's 5 minutes here and there, whatever it is. Maybe it's only Saturday mornings and you go to spin class and that's the only time in the week that you get for you. Like, don't ever like compromise that time by like someone saying, you want to get coffee? It's like, no, I don't want to do that, and then cancel and then feel guilt and therefore stress. It's like, be mindful of your answers when you get those texts or those invitations. It's like, I don't want to go to your wedding. I don't want to go, you know, and that's going to put me in a more stressed out situation. I'm not going to be working. I'm going to spend more money. Like, whatever's best for you. I think we're all grown up enough to understand that it's time to just take care of yourself in a gentle way. And with any kind of objections to invitations or, you know, people that want to be your friends and you're just not really interested in, is like, be graceful with those letdowns. Don't put your no into a stress mode on them. You know what right. I mean? Like, I'm all about saying like, don't push the pain around, because that's what we all do as humans. It's like, if you want to say no, but be nice to them. You know, they don't deserve you to like snap and then it turns into some kind of negative whole thing in their life.
Right.
And then you mentioned eating, but yeah. I'm really big into like aromatherapy. Like, my diffuser has been going ever since I moved into my house. And that's something that is scientifically proven for stress as well, as like beautiful smells. And I like citrus, and that reminds me of just love California and like livelihood, vitality. But if you don't want to spend money on something like that to bring into your home, I saw this hack online that was like, cut open a lemon and smell it. Cut open a lime and smell it. And that's going to bring you a sense of refreshment and a reset. So yeah. I think it just goes back to slowing down and being mindful of your five senses and just taking back your power. All these conversations go back to, hey, be yourself. Realize what feels good.
Yeah, be in charge of your well-being.
Yeah.
I know peppermint, if anyone is wondering what scents are directly related to relieving stress, peppermint, if you take 3 deep breaths in and out, breathing in peppermint, that relieves stress. So does lavender.
Is that why when you take a test, they say eat a peppermint?
Probably.
Yeah. It's funny. Yeah. They'll do those things in school, and then they don't tell you why. They don't. Yeah. They're just like, eat candy. Like,
do this. Yeah. Well, that, yeah, I mean, those are wonderful. Do you have anything else to add?
I think just, yeah, when stress hits, remind yourself this is normal and figure out your plan. Like, I think always having some kind of plan, like, when shit hits the fan, like, to lean on. And so if it's, you know, if you know when you get stressed out, you're triggered to eat more food, it's like, be aware of that. Be like, hey, am I actually hungry? Like, ask yourself questions that will slow you down, or ask yourself questions that you would ask a friend or family member when you're seeing them do something that might not be to the best, like, for their future or their well-being.
How do you handle it personally? Like, how do you take a step back? Because that's one thing I admire about you is your reaction, which I know you've worked on. Mm-hmm. But how you react directly to, you know, a stressful situation, people, it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, you're feeling all these feelings. You haven't, you know, a lot of things it's like you're going through, you haven't experienced before. And my reaction, I need to work on, because I want to like scream, or I want to, you know, like run away. But do you have any tools on how you've really worked on yourself to be able to take a step back and calmly, you know, create a response to that situation?
Yeah, I think it totally depends on who it is. Like, if it's like a waiter that's making me mad, I'm never going to be mean to that person. Like, that's not acceptable behavior. If it's a boss that you don't like how he treats you, like, that's what I was going through, and they talked to you inappropriately, and you know this, I stood up for myself and I said, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to let someone say negative things to me and then I take it home and have to unpack that, or like end up in therapy, which is totally okay. But like, I don't give my peace away. I'm not interested. And I'm not interested in, like, you mentioned stress is fight or flight. I don't like to fight. Like, it's just not something I'm interested in, because I find that negative and it's just not going to help me ever. So I think if anyone's hurting your feelings or stressing you out, if there's room and you're safe to like take a step back and not talk to that person, that's totally okay.
Yeah.
But I also think it's important to know, like, that people may mess up, right? So my boss is never going to say sorry to me. Like, it's just like, that's closed door. I blocked him. Like, I know, because I'm 36 and I know myself and I know how people are, and I know how I saw the look in his eyes. Like, this guy's serious. This guy is not nice. I don't want anything to do with him. You just cut it off, right? But then there's people and it's kind of gray. You kind of like them. You don't know what to do. They maybe, you know, broke your trust a little bit. So you're kind of in a confused thing. I think that's me with a couple women I know too. It's like, they said some things I don't really like. How do I, like, but they're not terrible, but it's like, they walk the line, right? Yeah. So I think time will tell with all those things, but I also think, like, in the moment, if something doesn't feel good, just say that, hey, this doesn't feel good. No one can say, you're wrong. This feels great. You know, I think that that's a good response to something. And it kind of shuts the other person up. Like, you're not making me feel good right here. This isn't okay. I don't deserve this. That was the words I used. I don't deserve this. Like, no one can be like, oh yeah, you do. Maybe they say that, then you totally know this person's a psycho. But yeah, I just think, the more you know yourself, the more you understand what's good and what's bad, who's good, who's bad. And then there's the people in the middle that you just have no idea what's going on with them. And you just don't know what to do. And that's okay.
Well, like, it's
a time will tell.
Question mark. Right.
Yeah, time will tell. And I think it's hard because, like, we're always talking about, like, keeping our circle small and having trust and quality over quantity. And of course that's true, but then again, you can't be so, like, nitpicky about people and events and everything that you isolate yourself. Because we've been around some people that are like, they'll rip everyone apart. They'll rip every event apart. They'll rip every food place apart. It's like, dude, like, who are you?
Yeah.
These are just like, shut up. Right. And it's really negative to like be around those people that don't get along with anybody, or they don't, you know, find joy in the small things.
Yeah. It makes like a dinner turn stressful because you're thinking about all the things wrong with the place. You're like, wait, I had a great lunch here last week.
You're like, wait, I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah.
You have moods, right? We're human beings. We're being here on Earth. We have moods, we have emotions, we have hormones, hence stress. And it's like, every day's different. I think, again, just it goes back to you. How do you want to feel today? You get to write that map out. You don't let other people take that map and light a fire, you know?
Right. You get to decide how you're going to handle the stress that's going to be in everyone's life.
Yeah, it's life is stressful.
Stress-free lives, it's just how you react to them.
Yeah.
So whether it's guided meditation, deep breathing, exercising, good nutrition, managing your social media, connecting with others, we hope you really took away some key points on today's episode that you can implement into your own life.
Yes. And just, you know, if you're stressed out, do a life inventory check and see what it is that's really at the top of that list that's making you feel this way. Because there's a couple things you could probably change.
Yeah.
Little one thing at a time. That's what that Ed Milet says. Like, he's like, don't do a life overhaul. Pick one thing.
That's stressful in itself.
Yeah. Don't, like, if I wrote a list, I'd be like, wow, I'm not going to say that what I was
going to lay down on the couch.
Yeah, where's the couch? Exactly. But exactly. So just baby steps, one thing at a time. And you know what? If you don't want to change, don't change at all. That's also an option.
But if you're stressed out, one step at a time. Change. Yep. Life's too beautiful and fun to be stressed out all the time.
I agree with that. It's not meant to be stressed out.
No.
Go find some nature. That's what I like to do. I like to walk by the river. Go do anything that awakens your senses and makes you feel free.
Well said, Teddy.
Thank you guys for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Please hit subscribe if you have not already. That way, a new episode is delivered directly to your feed every week.